Welcome to day 7, giving yourself permission to rest. Yesterday, you discovered that the way you breathe directly affects your autonomic nervous system. You learned how to trigger your body's relaxation response by slowing and lengthening your breath, and how to release tension on your out-breath. Today, we look at why giving yourself permission to rest helps you to relax. If you constantly put yourself under pressure and drive yourself too hard, it will stand in the way of your being able to relax properly. There are 4 personality types in particular that find it difficult to relax. Most of us have a combination of these, but we'll usually find 1 or 2 predominant in our makeup. The achiever feels whatever they do is not enough and forever pushes themselves to do more. The perfectionist feels nothing is ever quite good enough and tends to obsessively strive to do better. The helper is always giving to other people rather than looking after their own needs. And the anxiety type worries all the time that things won't turn out all right. Perhaps you can recognize some of these characteristics in yourself. All of them use up vast amounts of energy and add to your body's stress load. To be able to relax, you need to give yourself permission to rest and reassure that inner voice that tells you otherwise. Keep it simple and in the now. You're merely giving yourself permission to rest in the present moment. In today's practice, you thank your eyes, your mind, your body, and finally yourself for all their hard work, and give each one permission to rest. This allows the whole of you to relax in stages. Before we start our meditation, take a few moments to get comfortable, uncrossing your arms and your legs. And when you're ready, allow your eyes to comfortably close. Meditation on giving yourself permission to rest. Breathe out in a long sigh. Allow your eyes to soften and sit back in your head. Thank them for all the work they've done. Let them know they don't have to work hard right now. Give them permission to rest. Breathe out any tension and tiredness from your eyes. Allow your mind to soften and sit back in your head. Thank your mind for all the work it's done. Let it know it doesn't have to work hard right now. Give it permission to rest. Breathe out any tension or tiredness from your mind. Allow your body to soften and sit back. Thank your body for all the work it's done. Let it know it doesn't have to work hard right now. Give your body permission to rest. Breathe out any tension and tiredness from your body. Allow the you inside to soften and sit back. The part of you that's been in the driver's seat of your mind and your body. Thank this part of you for all the work it's done. Let it know that it doesn't have to work hard right now. Give yourself permission to rest. Give every part of you permission to rest in this moment, here. breathe out again in a long sigh. And in your own time, you can draw this meditation to a close. Opening your eyes when you're ready. Take a few moments to notice and be with how you feel. Allow yourself to become aware of any changes, no matter how small. Allow any insights to come if they want. Here are your mindfulness practices to explore before we move on to day 8 tomorrow. Day-to-day awareness practice on giving yourself permission to rest. Pause every now and then during your day. And notice any to-do lists your mind is carrying. Let them go on your out-breath. Imagine or sense them flowing out of you. Notice any shoulds, shouldn'ts, should-have-dones, and have-tos, or what-ifs you are carrying. Let them go on your out-breath. Imagine or sense them flowing out of you. Notice if you are caught up in concerns about the future or the past. Breathe it all out and sit back to rest in the present moment. I hope you've enjoyed today's session. Tomorrow, we explore how giving yourself a sense of personal space helps you to relax.